The beautiful church of San Domenico was founded by the Angevin sovereigns at the end of 1200s on another very ancient church dedicated to Sant'Antonino and completed with the monastery. The 14th century part is visible today outside the apse of the church, where the large window is located between two quadrangular buttresses. In some rooms on the ground floor of the convent, with lobed single lancet windows, the Gothic cloister preserves some very deteriorated frescoes and two funerary edicules from the 3rd-2nd century BC, and various coats of arms. The church originally consisted of a large rectangular hall, until, in 1742, the monastic order thought of a radical restoration. According to the Baroque taste of the time, commissioning the Neapolitan architect Filippo Raguzzini.
The large nave has side chapels on both sides, framed by arches resting on paved pilasters with composite stucco capitals. To give brightness to the church, there are windows at the top in correspondence with the chapels. A triumphal arch gives access to the presbytery area, while the main altar is located in the apse, behind which the large woods and brass organ was placed in 1742.
The organ does no longer exist. In the organ gallery, the 18th century frescoes that decorate the vault make a fine show of themselves, with scenes of Dominican splendor, with saints and angels reclining on the clouds. The sacristy preserves some beautiful statues and the 17th century wooden tabernacle with the relief of the Madonna and Child. Leaving the church, we can admire a beautiful concave facade, typical of the Roman Baroque, characterized by the superimposition of two orders of Ionic columns which divide the facade into three vertical registers. In the lateral ones, inside niches, we can see the statues of four popes belonging to the Dominican order.
Starting from the left of the viewer, there are Benedict XI and Innocent V at the top, while Pius V and Benedict XIII at the bottom. Two Ionic columns enclose the simple entrance portal. At the top above the curved front, crowning the cornice, is a statue of Saint Louis. On the right side of the facade, there is the entrance to the cloister with Gothic shapes in the square plan and in the pointed edges. Gothic shapes that are still clear despite the many changes that have taken place over the centuries. On the right wall of the cloister, there are the coats of arms of some noble Aversa families with their shield shapes, while on the arch of the staircase leading to the library, there is the rooster basilisk, symbol of the city, with the motto, Qui sub ingesta jacuit basiliscus arena invictum, liber propulit ille caput, i.e. the rooster with the snake that lay on the arena raised his head free unconquered. The church, damaged during the Second World War, was definitely closed in 1946, fearing its collapse. The last restoration was completed in 2019 thanks to the funds allocated by the state and the commitment of civic associations, private individuals who made available both the economic resources and their professionalism, making it possible to reopen on 18th October 2019.